Now, a draft bill drawn from the ballots last week at Parliament could halt all new coal mining ventures on public conservation land. Forest and Bird is urging everyone to support the mining ban bill, saying it will protect rare species of butterflies and frogs, as well as slow down climate change. With me now is Forest and Bird Chief Executive Nicola Tauke. Kia ora, good morning.
Can I be you, Corin? How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Okay, so explain this bill to me. This would do effectively what Labor kind of promised to do when they came in back in 2017, didn't they?
Yeah, pretty much. So, excuse me, the luck of the draw. So last Thursday, the Crown Minerals Prohibition of Mining Amendment Bill was drawn from the ballot box or the biscuit tin, and that's exactly what it would do. So back in 2017, the speech from the throne from the Prime Minister said that there would be no new mines on conservation land, which many New Zealanders were very excited about. You'll recall back in 2010, the enormous march up and down Queen Street about mining on Schedule 4 land. And this would tick those boxes, right? So we think this is a no-brainer. And all political parties who are serious about climate change, which must be all of them, should support it. So we're just being very clear. But if we're going to kind of stick to our promises, so about mining on conservation land, as well as things like the Emissions Reduction Plan, which was just introduced a couple of months ago, then this is an absolute no-brainer.
Why not wait, though, as the government is doing, to reclassify the land? Because some of that land is stewardship land, so it is not as pristine, if you like. And there is a lot of this land. I mean, a third of the country is in DOC under DOC control, right?
Well, a third of the country belongs to the public, so it's public conservation land. But I think the trick here is most people probably don't recognise that stewardship land doesn't have the same protection as Schedule 4, for example, so national parks or science reserves, scientific reserves. And even in the stewardship land process, only 12% in the current lot that's going on underway at the moment, only 12% of those land parcels have been recommended for classifications covered by Schedule 4. So it's a bit of sort of smoke and mirrors, if you like, to suggest that the stewardship land reclassification would solve for no mining on conservation land. In fact, between 2017 and 2020, there were 44 mining access arrangements across public conservation land approved or pending. So, you know, it's going on every day, and it's that kind of death by a thousand cuts that's not only affecting and deeply impacting our very unique biodiversity, but it's also biting us because it's impacting and amplifying our climate change impacts.
Yes, and I wonder though, obviously, mining is not going to stop necessarily in New Zealand because of this ban. So is this more about that biodiversity? In particular, I see there's some high-profile cases involving frogs in the Coromandel, a big dispute there. Is that the type of thing you are saying needs to be protected?
Well, we're saying it's both, right? So we know that New Zealanders are deeply connected to our crazy and very unique native wildlife, you know, like our kiwi and our bats and our geckos and crazy the avatar moth and Archie's frogs. But what's happening at the moment is we have this kind of biodiversity crisis globally, and for New Zealand, that is honed to an even finer point because the wildlife found here. Right, so we have the biodiversity crisis running right up against a climate crisis. And what happens is when you chip away at the nature, you amplify the effects of climate change, which then creates economic shocks, floods for communities, droughts. I mean, I live in Canterbury. I think we've had a third of our annual rainfall in the last month. So, you know, it's if you're not into protecting public conservation land from mining for the nature, then you might be into it to protect your community.
Very good. Thank you very much for that. That is Forest and Bird Chief Executive Nicola Tauke there. It'll be interesting to see how that bill progresses. Eugenie Sage, I think, was the MP who got it into the ballot and whether Labor would support it.